Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. I've got guests on hand. Should be a fun morning as I've got marketing representative Jenna Richardson. How you doing, Jenna?
I'm good. How are you, Bruce?
I'm doing well. She's with Wabash Telephone Cooperative and Wabash Independent Networks, and also joining her boss. Now, hold on. Okay, Barry, are you her boss, or how's this work?
Indirectly.
I'm
assistant manager.
Assistant. I heard. Now, hold on. I was told assistant general manager.
Oh, yes. That's the official title. We just shorten it to assistant manager.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. That's Barry Adair from Wabash Telephone Cooperative and Wabash Independent Networks. What we're going to do today, we're going to learn. Jenna and Barry are going to teach Bruce a little bit about the telephone industry and the networks and how that kind of thing works. Because the only thing I know about is they used to have these. Jenna, you may not know these. They used to have these things they stuck on the back of TVs called antennas.
I remember, Bruce.
You do remember that. Okay. Well, yeah, you're young.
You just called me old earlier, so.
I tell you what, before we get going, tell everybody who you are, Jenna. Tell everybody what your background is.
I'm Jenna Richardson. I'm from Sisney. Been working for Wabash for almost 2 years.
Was that the first job out of school?
No, not really. I had a couple other jobs when I graduated. I worked for Farm Bureau in Jackson County as an Ag in the Classroom coordinator.
Oh, okay.
And worked for a seed company in El Dorado before I moved home.
Okay. How do you like it? You got to say you do, though. The Barry's sitting there.
I do really enjoy it. It's something different every day, and it keeps you on your toes.
Well, I'm sure it does. Barry, where are you from?
Originally from Mayfield, Kentucky, south of Paducah. And I've been living in...
What brought you up here?
Oh, the job.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I went to North Dakota for 4 years and worked up there for a cooperative, and then this job opened up at Wabash.
Where'd you work in North Dakota?
Bismarck.
No kidding.
Yep.
Were you part of the... I bet you they had some interesting... let's call it industrialization developments up there while you were up there.
Oh, yes. The oil boom was heavy on the west side of the state, and a lot of the corporate people lived in Bismarck, North Dakota, and it was a booming area.
Were you able to get out to the oil boom at all and see all that kind of...
Yes.
I'm just thinking the industrialization out there, with that oil boom, I presume the requirement for data in North Dakota, in the middle of nowhere, North Dakota, became just went from zero to a million, or zero to 1,000 on how much data.
Correct. The majority of the state is served by telephone cooperatives, and they are into the fiber to the home business.
Okay.
And that helped a whole lot, that boom. It sort of...
Well, kind of
expedited the fiber.
Kind of made the technological advances. Everybody had to get them in, didn't they?
Correct.
Well, that's pretty good. How long were you in North Dakota, you said?
4 years.
And did you come from North Dakota straight to Wynn?
Yes.
Okay. How long you been with Wynn now?
About 14 months.
Yeah? You like it?
Yes,
you
can
see
it.
That's the thing you got to say.
It.
You're on the radio now too. You know,
I've got nine board of directors listening to it.
Oh, he's doing a great job, board. He's doing a great job. tell me all about Wabash Telephone Cooperative. That's the oversight, the over company, right?
Yes, the Wabash Telephone Cooperative was incorporated in 1952.
Uh huh.
Basically, it was started because your big, back then, the Maubell, your AT&Ts, your big regional telephone companies would not serve the rural people of America. So the rural people of the areas,
even that far back, I didn't realize, you know, because they didn't break up Maubell until late 70s, 80s. Early 80s?
Correct. Well, what it is, the big companies did not want to serve these rural areas. So the people in the little towns, the grocery store owners, your farmers, and your... Just the rural people started this cooperative back in 52.
So. How big an area does Wabash cooperative cover?
Nine exchanges. We serve Brown's Bone Gap area. We serve Sisney, Louisville, Bible Grove, Xenia, Orchardville, Mount Airy. I'm leaving somebody out. The Crisp area, it's an exchange. Crisp is an exchange.
In Johnsonville.
Orchardville. Johnsonville is a town. It's not really an exchange, so I'm leaving somebody out. I'm going to get in trouble here.
Well, see, Johnsonville is probably 6732, right?
It's Orchardville Exchange.
Okay. So, I'm confused about the whole thing. When you're serving those exchanges, how does the cellular, do you serve the cellular needs too, or how does that work?
Yes, we have delivered fiber optics to several cell towers in our area. You know, these cell companies are wanting, it's the new market term, a gig. They want a gigabyte connection to these cell towers. Uh-huh.
And
it's for data only. It's just the data demand is huge.
How much different is are the technological advances now from only like 4 or 5 years ago in rural areas like this? Because you're putting fiber optics in now.
Correct.
And fiber optics have been around for a while, but they just never got to this area. Is that what it's
the demand has gotten so huge, and the board of directors want to take care of their members, and their goal is to serve every member with fiber to the home.
Yeah.
And our plan is to get done next year. And it has, the last 5 years has just went nuts, the demand, because people are wanting data. They want to hook up 3 or 4 iPads. They have 2 or 3 kids at game. They want an Xbox. Then you have your cell phones hooked up, and it just...
So how you're doing it then? When does it then? You basically will hook the fiber optic up to the home, bring it into the home, and it goes into a wireless...
Correct.
Modem type of thing?
We put in the electronics, then we run a Cat5 cable into a wireless router, and the whole house is served by the Wi-Fi router.
Since you're doing fiber optic cable for the most part, what kind of percent? You don't do many installs anymore that aren't fiber optic, right?
Well, right now in the town of Florida, we have coax. We do internet over coax, but... In our co-op area, all the installs are fiber going forward.
What's the difference between coax and fiber optics in terms of the amount of data and the speed?
Fiber optics, we can give a gig, which is 1,000 meg download. We can't offer it now, but we will be by the first of the year. Right now, our highest package is 100 meg. On coax, right now, 50, 60 meg is the max.
Yeah,
We're trying to get it up to 100, but we'll probably never get over 100 meg.
But I mean, in terms of capacity and speed for fiber optics versus coax cable, if I've got two houses, I've got one place where the data is going from, and you've got something with coax and something with fiber optics. How much more? Not just what you're going to be selling, but how much more capacity is there on a fiber optic cable as opposed to a coax cable?
10 times.
Really?
10 times.
That's just amazing in this day and age, isn't it?
Yes. And it's going to get to the point. Some people want a ten gig connection. We've had some businesses in Florida ask us if we're capable of delivering a 10 gig connection, which that is 10,000 megs download, which can get it to them. We just have to buy more equipment.
All right, I'm trying to figure out my current internet in Fairfield.
Yeah.
Which you guys don't serve Fairfield, right? Yet?
Not yet.
The
board,
okay.
The board is looking into expansion.
They've
got to pick the areas.
Barry, I'm not going to be able to talk you into it. Now, Jenny, you could help me. We could try to talk Barry into bringing this to Fairfield, because I've got only 15 meg in my house, I think,
you're
my monthly
copper
thing.
You're probably on a copper connection.
Yeah. Probably so. I think I've got a little mouse running, a hamster running through a wheel or something outside, trying to get me connect. So really, that is under the thought process of moving south a little bit, huh?
Well, it's just south, east, west, north. I mean, we have customers calling in every day.
Yeah.
It's outside of our footprint, wanting service, and like I said, it's a good thing. I mean, our engineering and our outside plant supervisor are feeling the stress right now trying to keep up.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
See, now that's a good kind of stress, isn't it?
It is. I tell them that every day. It's job security.
Talking to Barry Adair. He's the assistant general manager at Wabash Telephone Cooperative, and also Jenna Richardson, the marketing rep. Jenna, I haven't even talked to you at all about any of this kind of stuff. Yeah, Barry's been under the hot seat. You can see him turning red. Now he's angry with me.
No, I'm
glad he's answering all these questions.
That's stuff that you needed to know.
That's why I brought him.
Well, I tell you what, Jenna, I'm going to ask you all the hard questions when we come back. Okay. Is that all right?
That'll be fine.
This is the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Talking again with Jenna Richardson and Barry Adair with Wabash Telephone Co-op and Wabash Independent Network, WIN. And we'll talk a little bit more with them when we return.
Standing down on Main Street across from Mr. Blues, my faded leather jacket, my weathered broken shoes. A chill north wind was blowing, but the spring was coming on. Cause I wondered to myself just how long I had been gone. So I strolled across old Main Street, walked down a flight of stairs, stepped into the hall and saw all my friends were there. The neon sign was flashing, welcome, come on in. It feels so good, feeling good again. My favorite band was playing an Otis Redding song. When they sang the chorus, everybody sang along. Dan and Margarita were swaying side by side. I heard they were divorcing, but I guess they let it slide. And I wished I had some money with which to buy around. I wished I cashed my paycheck before I came to town. But I reached into my pocket, found three 20s and a 10. It feels so good, feeling good again. Sitting on his stool, watching Butch and Jimmy John, talking loud and playing pool. The boys from Silver City were standing by the fire, singing like they thought they were the Tabernacle Choir. And I wanted you to see them all, I wished that you were there. I looked across the room and saw you standing on the stair. And when I caught your eye, I saw you break into a grin. It feels so good.
Hey. Morning, folks. Welcome again. Back to Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Bruce Dickey here along with my guest Jenna Richardson. She's marketing rep for Wabash Telephone Cooperative and Wabash Independent Networks, WIN Networks. And Barry Adair, he's the assistant general manager up there. And I've been terrifically remiss in not talking to Jenna here during the show. And she's going to repair that right now. Jenna, what do you do at Wabash?
I do all of the marketing. So anything you, I don't know if I should be telling this because then you'll be after me. But
sure.
Anything you see in the newspaper that has a Wabash logo, Wabash Telephone or WIN logo, I have usually put that together. Anything you hear on the radio, Wabash related, Facebook.
So you must be tremendously effective if you have all these folks still trying, all these folks from outside the footprint trying to get in, right?
You bet.
How you like that, Barry?
How'd I
do?
How can you not love that?
This is great. Jenna, tell me what's the main product that WIN is trying to offer now, or the main product that the Wabash Telephone is? What's the main thing going?
I feel like everything's really growing right now. Our internet in the Wabash service area just increased probably over a year ago, I would say. Now that we're getting onto fiber, our speeds are higher. Our data is unlimited, so you can be on the internet all day, every day.
Downloading movies and all that kind of thing quickly. Now that's the difference that the fiber optics really make, isn't it? For the faster download?
Mm-hmm. So internet's a big one. Our TV service, we keep adding channels all the time.
Did somebody tell me, I think I saw I've heard your ad, you've got new sports channels coming. What do you have? What are you putting on?
Let's see. Well, we have Red Zone. Barry's really excited about the Red Zone.
Really?
Yes.
You got the Red Zone, even though, darn DirecTV's got the whole games thing locked up, right? How do you get into that, by the way? Can you break that monopoly on of DirecTV? That'd be really cool.
That'd be really
cool. I tell you what, if Wabash Independent Networks could break into DirecTV's monopoly, Barry, you'd have something going there.
Exactly. Well, the Red Zone is really for your fantasy football fanatics.
Yeah.
It shows every touchdown scored for the day on Sunday.
That's really pretty cool.
Yeah, it is going. It runs from like 11:30 to 6:30.
Just through whenever the games are going.
Exactly.
Now tell me, Jenna, what's the what other channels you got coming in?
I'm not really sure about new channels that are coming in. Well, just a second. I do know new channels coming in. We got CBS Sports.
The CBS Sports Network.
Mm-hmm.
See, now that's a fun one too. And if you're a college basketball fan, that's one of the things that it's just huge. You're going to get Fox FS1 too, or do you already have FS1?
Yes, we already have
FS1. I thought you already had FS1.
We have an HD, too.
Really? Okay. See, now FS1, that's got all the college football.
Yes.
It's got lots of college football. Yes. What other new ones do you have coming in?
The three new ones that we just recently added a couple weeks ago was the CBS Sports, NFL Network, and the SEC Network.
Really?
So, and those all went into our highest package, our platinum package, and no price increase. So that's...
Wait a second. Hold on a second. Now, it may be under your pay grade or over your pay grade, but how are you able to offer that without a price increase? Adding these channels, that's just amazing.
That's when you talk to
somebody
else. I know.
That's when
you got
to talk to Barry. Well, now, Barry, I presume that, are either of those, is the NFL Network and the SEC, are those high def yet?
SEC is not. The NFL Network is HD. We've added Fox Sports HD for the big St. Louis Cardinal fans in our area.
Oh, really?
Yes,
and hockey going on right now.
And hockey will be next. It'll be in HD. It's channel 630.
Okay.
And NFL Network is 629 on the co-op footprint area.
When you you've handed me your brochure here, and I'm looking at it. You got a lot of channels. I didn't realize that Wynn had this many channels.
Yes.
How many? What's the? If I got everything, okay. Let's say I'm call. All right, now I'm going to call you because you're the marketing rep. All right, I'm going to call. I'm going to call on Jenna here. Okay, this is Bruce Dickey calling in. I'm living in Sisney now instead of living in Fairfield. All right, so it's available to me, right?
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay, Jenna, I've just moved to Sisney. Tell me about this. How big? How many channels can I get? What's the best package? What's the best package that I can get with Wynn?
Well, you could get we've got three different packages. First one starts at under $30.
Yeah.
And it's $28, $27.98.
And you can work your way up to the Platinum package.
Okay.
Platinum includes all three packages.
Oh, I see.
So, it includes all your music channels, like your Sirius channels.
So Wynn keeps the Sirius network channels as opposed to Direct. See, DirecTV has. I can compare it to Dish and DirecTV because
yes.
I know what their music channels look like, and neither of those are Sirius. Dish might be.
I don't believe ours. I don't think ours is Sirius. It's just music
okay.
Popped in from a provider.
See, now those are pretty. That's a pretty big deal. Do people even realize how good that is, how fun that is to have all those channels?
I don't know.
Well, we have a lot of people in our Platinum package. I mean, we do. We have a higher percentage than normal. I've been at three telephone co-ops, and this co-op has a higher percentage on the Platinum package than the other two co-ops.
Well, you see, now it's not really, Barry, it's not really your guys' job to figure out how many listeners or viewers you have on every channel. It's kind of more the job probably of the networks themselves, I guess. But are you able with all the new advances in the computer technology and the fiber optics, are you able to determine how many customers are using like the Red Zone channel whenever
yes.
you're going to be able to get that?
Yes. We have whenever software out there that tells how many subscribers, who's watching what. Because, I mean, typically our customers watch the local channels. That's the biggies.
Yeah.
The four local channels are the big watch channels.
Where do you pull? Where are you guys pulling in? Are you pulling in St. Louis, or are you pulling in Terre Haute, or are you pulling in Evansville?
All three. I think Wayne County customers are on Evansville.
Okay.
The Clay County customers are out of the St. Louis market, and the people in Effingham are out of the Terre Haute market, I believe.
Is that right?
Yes.
So is there a possibility now? All right, now we're gonna talk about this is gonna be hypothetical guy. Call me hypothetical. I'm not calling me, but there's a hypothetical guy who say wants the St. Louis channels, but lives in another county.
It's interesting you ask that, Jeff. Our general manager said that FCC is looking at getting rid of that restriction to let people watch what they want. You know, like if people in Wayne County want the St. Louis channels, that we can give that option to them. Right now, it's illegal to do that. It's a duplication issue because the viewers in Wayne County, the sponsors that come out of Evansville, feel that they should have total exclusivity to their customers in Wayne County. And St. Louis dealerships, you know, like your big Ford dealers, Chevrolet dealers, and Chrysler dealers, they want to advertise to. So that's the big issue. It's coming up again, so it may happen in the future.
How often does that come up? I mean, does that come up every so often?
We used to could give everybody all the DMAs.
Yeah, back when it was a wild, wild west.
Exactly. Well, now they've come out with a ruling saying it's illegal. So now,
this hypothetical guy might have been on DirecTV from the start,
I can remember those days. I could get channels from different areas.
The hypothetical guy still gets New York and Los Angeles channels, The hypothetical guy has talked to DirecTV trying to reduce pricing and that kind of stuff. And they say, well, I tell you what, we'll reduce your price. We'll do anything you want.
Yeah.
But you lose Los Angeles and New York because they say that it's not doable anymore and it's grandfathered in. I'd always wondered why that was.
Yes. And that's the reason why.
The reason is so that advertisers in Evansville and advertisers or in any particular DMA
can protect their area.
DMA being a demographic market area, I guess. Correct. Is that what that means? Yes. Okay. Hey, man, this is not my first gig. I'm glad to know that. I'm talking with Jenna Richardson and Barry Adair. We're talking about things going on at Wabash Telephone Cooperative and Wabash Independent Networks. You said something earlier, and I don't know if it was on the air or not. I don't think it was. That one of the things that you're offering also through WIN or through, I'm not sure if it's through WIN or through Wabash Telephone, as part of the internet service, you also offer some website construction services. Is that what I'm to understand?
Yes, it's a new service, and we haven't really launched it just yet. It's in the works. I've been working on that this week, but we're getting ready to partner with Compass Web Studio in Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
And they
who's that? Who runs Compass Web?
Joe Smith.
Okay.
And they have created our website and a bunch of other websites around the area, and I'm sure more than just the local area too. So we're going to be working with them and the
what is the
partnering.
What's the WIN website?
Wabash.net, or you can go to wabashtelephone.coop.
Okay, wabash.net, and if somebody wants further information on that, who do they call?
You can call 665-3311 or 661 from your home phone if you have Wabash service.
Wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
Now hold on a second. Stop right there. All right, I did not realize that if you had the Wabash telephone service already, you're basically already on the kind of network that it's like a 911 type of call or something, right? Except 661?
Or is it 611?
Yeah, I don't think it'd be 611. I figure that's taken somewhere.
That's probably, that's probably great. So if you need information, it's just a 3-digit call?
It's 611.
611. It is 611. Mm-hmm. Well, now, Jenna, do you answer those calls?
Every once in a while.
I was going to say, who do they get? If I'm, all right, say okay. Hypothetical guy is sitting in Sisney on this coming Sunday, all right? It's 11 o'clock Sunday in the morning. 11 o'clock in the morning Sunday. I just get out of church and I realize, oh my goodness, the Rams aren't on. Well, they're not on this, whether they're on a bye week. But I want to know what's going on in their game I just heard that you've got this Red Zone channel, so I can just pick up the phone, call 611, and you guys will be able to make some kind of change.
Not at this time. Not on Sunday.
Not
if you
on
call
Sunday.
Monday through Friday would work great.
Well, that's.
But it's possible we have an on-call service that.
Well, that's what I was wondering.
And if it was an emergency, we could probably figure out something to hook him up. We can probably make it could happen.
Say I got $100 on the game. That's an emergency, Barry.
We could hook you up.
Oh, that's great. I mean,
there's ways to make that happen. We could have the guy on call hook up, get in the switch, and hook up.
You know, that's the thing. That's the thing. As the marketing representative, Jenny, you would understand this probably better than anybody. If somebody's willing to pay for something, you'll get somebody out there to help them out, won't you?
Yeah, we work with them.
Well, that's cool. I'm talking, like I said, with Barry Adair and Jenna Richardson with the Wabash Telephone Cooperative, and I'm going to get down. We're going to take a short break now, and when we come back, we're going to get down to the bottom of the biggest issue of the day. What's the difference between the two? I've always been wondering it, and I'm going to give them 3 minutes to sit here and kibitz and try to give me an answer, figure out what is the difference between Wabash Telephone Cooperative and Wabash Independent Networks. We'll do all that when we return here after these words on the Bruce Dickey Show. Thanks for listening. Back in a bit. Folks, welcome back to WFIW Morning Show. And actually, this is the Bruce Dickey Show. Forgot what I was doing. Somebody called me. Somebody desperate to get on the air. Put on the headset. There. See you. Good morning. You're on the radio.
Yeah, Bruce. It's Ray Glover.
Hi, Ray. Did you have a question for Jenna Richardson or for Barry Adair? I'm assuming you had one for Jenna.
Well, I just got passed on a compliment. I've been a customer for several years, and they have provided us with excellent service. If you call them in the morning, they're out there in that morning or the afternoon. And also, we've had DSL for years, and I travel around to different farmers' clients that in other areas that don't have internet access, and they've just done an excellent job. And I know they got a set of board members that's really been on top of things, getting us the coverage and everything we need, and they do an excellent job.
That's nice of you to compliment the board like that, Ray. Are you on the board?
No.
What?
But also on their TV program, you know, when the weather gets bad and you want to watch the weather, it don't go out like Dish does and the other satellites. You've got coverage all the time, so that's another big plus when we're trying to watch the weather.
Well, that's great, Ray. I appreciate you calling.
Yeah, thank you, Ray.
Okay.
Thanks.
Catch you later.
We'll see you. All right, so how much do we owe? How much do you guys owe Ray now for
box of donuts?
I'm talking with Barry Adair and Jenna Richardson from Wabash Telephone Cooperative and Wabash Independent Networks. Okay, who wants to tackle the biggest question? What's the difference between the two, and what would you prefer to be called? I mean, because it's the organization is kind of intermeshed, isn't it?
Yes, the co-op.
We're going right to the top here, aren't we, Jenna?
Yeah. Wabash Telephone Cooperative, there's a designated service area.
Okay.
Originally, it was for phone only.
Yeah.
Well, then the internet happened, and for some reason, everybody thought the internet had to be in a separate company.
Okay.
So it's like non-regulated services. So
right.
The telephone's regulated. This is government terms.
Sure.
And then the internet was non-regulated, so they decided to put it under a subsidiary. So we started offering non-regulated services under the subsidiary Then we started TV. Well, it's under the subsidiary.
Yeah.
And that's how that started out. And then on the telephone, technically, you know, years ago when it was just all phone, the Illinois, commission decided that...
Communication, ICC.
The ICC decided that if you serve phone, which... outside of your service area, you had to do it under a different company.
Really?
Most everybody started subsidiaries, which we don't serve phone yet under the subsidiary. We do business phones under the subsidiary, but not
so is there phones. So, Barry, tell me, is there consolidation at some point expected? It depends probably on the regulatory environment, doesn't it?
Well, as far as branding and marketing, you know, Jenna and I have to bring it to the board. If they, you know, everybody calls us Wabash, they say, if you say Wabash, it's one of the two companies.
Yeah.
So in the future, we may address that.
You're different from Wabash Valley.
Exactly. See,
yeah, you're Wabash and Wabash Valley are two different things.
Exactly.
So do people ever get, you're the marketing rep, do people ever get confused about that, Jenna? Because Wabash, or do they call you guys asking for fertilizer?
I don't know that we've ever got a call for fertilizer or seed before, so...
They
are our customer too.
So. Well, that's good. Okay, I've got another question. You handed me something here that it's another newer product, and it looks like it's going to be. It looks like it's something that in this day and age is probably going to be a kind of a requirement as you go forward. Where there's what? Tell me about the Wabash Watch.
Okay, the Wabash Watch. It's a new product come out. And I'm not going to go through every package, but here's one.
Just tell me what it is. What's it about? What is the Wabash Watch?
Well, if you want to put door sensors on your doors or windows, anytime a window or door comes open, whether you're at home or not, it will. Security system. It will send you a text, call your phone, send you an email, or call any number you put into the system. It's whatever. It's a customer's choice.
It does
not call the.
Doesn't call the authorities.
The local authorities, you know, that's up to you. That's up to the customer
to how you set it up.
Exactly. And then we have cameras. We have cameras available, you know, to watch. You can record the storage. We have like a 7-day storage option or 2-week storage or a 31-day storage option.
Really?
So they're pretty reasonably priced. If you have any questions,
what's
just
it record onto? Onto like computer?
We have a server
in
our office. And then the customers have access to that server, and they can go back and watch anything that's happened on those days, whatever package they pay for. Yes.
How? What is the most thorough security system? You don't need to tell me who it is and how to beat it or anything like that. Just wondering. What's the most thorough security? This is relatively new to Wabash, right?
Yes.
How about how long you been putting these in?
We just started this early this summer.
Uh-huh.
We have the Clay County Jail has our
How many camera system type of thing? I mean, I presume at a jail you'd have several.
Yes, they have, I believe, 15 cameras.
Really?
It is an awesome deal. The local sheriff, Andy Myers, he really loves it. So.
And this is kind of what the installation of all the fiber optic cables really kind of leads to, because you'd have to have a pretty hefty, thick.
You got to have a good bandwidth connection.
Good bandwidth.
And fiber is excellent for it. Copper, if you're close to the central office, it might work on some copper, but we typically don't really push.
You just lose too much. Probably too much frequency or whatever you would call it.
Your pipe is small on the copper.
Oh, I see.
See, on your fiber optics, the pipe is bigger, and the camera feed will be no glitching. It'll be just a smooth.
How much? How many?
Picture.
This might be this. You may not be able to answer this question. How many businesses or at what number of businesses do you think Wabash is prepared to handle for something like this? Can you always buy more bandwidth, or would you have to do more installation,
or buy
more services or
well,
servers?
We have to have a good internet connection. We have the server capacity in our office.
Server capacity is there.
And we have the bandwidth capacity. It's just getting it installed to the businesses and making sure they have a good internet connection.
Have you put it? It seems like to me, it seems for your big farmers, the folks with thousands and thousands of acres, this might be something that they would do on their bins, on their
we have
at
a
their
monitoring system
shops.
For grain bins. We have no customers on that yet, but we're trying to search people that are interested in that. You know, give them moisture, humidity of your
oh really
crop.
So it not only will it watch it, it'll give you the condition.
Exactly. It'll tell you when to turn your fans on. It will turn them. You have settings on it. It will turn your fans on automatically or turn them off if they don't need to be running. You know, supposedly it should be saving propane usage. You know, that's the – they say it should pay for itself.
Automated farming.
Exactly.
That's amazing. Yeah. Have you sold any of those, Jenna?
No farm systems yet.
Well, I see you just started, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yes.
So this is like the big announcement of it. On the Bruce Dickey Show.
Exactly.
Surprise, everybody.
Well, that's pretty cool. Who do folks need to get a hold of if they're interested in Wabash Watch?
They need to just call the 665-3311 number and ask for Barry.
Ask for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right now.
Well, that's cool. That sounds like what do you see as a future? We've got a couple, 3 minutes, 4 or 5 minutes here. What's the future for Wabash Telephone Cooperative and when?
The future right now is to finish our fiber to the home project to our co-op area, which, knock on wood, when nothing disastrous happens, it should be done next year, the last three exchanges. After that,
what's the big picture?
Big picture is expanding our footprint, I believe, and in offering better products and services to our members.
Well, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
And customers out that are not members, members/customers. I'm sorry.
How soon until you cover Jeff? Are you down?
That's the exchange I left out. Jeff, thank you.
Okay.
Boy, you kept me out of hot water on that. I was going to hear about it.
You would if you'd have, if you'd have heard from folks in Jeff.
Oh, I'd have heard from my director from Jeff.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that, Rod. But
you see now, Jeff. That's the point. You're right next to Fairfield. And, I mean,
exactly.
My house is on the north side of Fairfield. I'm like this close. I'm on the south of. I'm just right on Mount Vernon Road there.
Okay.
And I presume that Jeff would be going
to
come
down to the business on 45. It's really close.
How far do you come?
I think within Murphy's. A mile or two of the city.
So you're down to Murphy's Trucking down there. You're like across from the old drive-in near Troyer. You're gonna be in Fairfield pretty soon.
That's not my decision.
that's
our board of directors.
I tell you what, that's terrifically diplomatic of you. I thought I had him, Jenna. Did you? Could you tell?
Yes,
we were close.
Yes.
Well, that's very impressive. All right. Now, aside from the entire, aside from all the business stuff, tell me a little bit, Barry. You have what seems to me would be the worst hobby/avocation in the world, and I'm just talking about officiating. I don't know if you do anything else, but but officiating. How in the world, or why are you an official?
I enjoy it.
Yeah,
I really do. It's just sort of like a stress relief.
And yeah,
you're helping the kids because people are all coaches.
High school official?
Yes.
Football or basketball?
Basketball.
Basketball only. What's the best, tell me the best, like, one-liner from the crowd anybody is. You know, folks throw officials all kinds of things. Get your license at Walmart, that kind of baloney. And or did you stop by Huck's to get those glasses and that kind of thing? What's what have you heard that's interesting?
Call a foul.
Call a foul. You hear that often, huh?
Yes.
So you let the kids play?
To a certain extent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's on your crew?
Keith Van Sock, which is called the Mad Russian, and Dave Sands.
No kidding.
Yep. Like, Dave is from Salem, and Keith is from Farana.
Yeah, we've had I do remember seeing Keith do some games. I don't know if I've ever had you do a varsity boys game, because I broadcast the boys.
Yeah, I haven't done a varsity boys game yet.
A Mules game.
In Fairfield, yeah. I've done a varsity girls in Fairfield.
What tournaments you got this year?
I have the Fairfield tourney.
The girls tournament?
Yes.
The Mary Mules?
Yes.
Well, that'll be fun. What boys tournaments do you have? Do you remember off the top of your head?
No, I don't have. I don't think I have any boys tournaments right now. I think I have one of the MTC.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
We really appreciate it, and our members and customers appreciate it.
Well, we're glad to help in any way we can. Thanks very much, Jenna Richardson, marketing rep, and Barry Adair, both of the assistant general manager, both of them with Wabash Telephone Cooperative. Thanks for listening, folks. Have a great weekend.